Tonight, the new pandemic reality. An American death reported from COVID-19 every 30 seconds this week. January set to be the deadliest month on record. Nearly 64,000 American lives lost in the first 3 weeks of the new year. And that new variant from the UK now spreading to 22 states. The rollout slowdown. New York running out of vaccine doses with another shipment not expected until next week. LA's mayor saying at the current pace, the county won't finish vaccinations until June of 2022. But news tonight about Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine. Could emergency use authorization be on the way? Impeachment showdown, the explosive new reports on former President Trump as the House prepares to send the article of impeachment to the Senate. Did the president suggest reinforcements would be needed to protect the Capitol on January 6th? Deep freeze and Arctic blast sweeping across the Northeast, wind chills in the teens from D.C. to Philly, and single digits from New York up to Boston. Rob Marciano standing by. Kremlin crackdown, tens of thousands protesting across Russia, demanding the release of Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Demonstrators clashing with police, more than 2,000 detained. Celebrating a broadcasting legend, iconic talk show host Larry King, dead at 87, weeks after contracting COVID-19. A look back at some of his most memorable moments. A work-from-home tax? Millions forced to work remotely amid this pandemic, while you could possibly owe more this tax season. And billion-dollar mystery, the search for the person who hit that massive Mega Millions jackpot. Tonight, we take you to the winning town.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
And good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Tom Yamas. We begin tonight with the COVID-19 crisis. 1 year in, and America now on track for its deadliest month yet, with a variant spreading that may be more lethal and still more chaos and confusion in the vaccine rollout. Images tonight from Arizona highlighting what is still happening here. A victim loaded into a truck. Nearly 64,000 Americans have died of COVID-19 in the first 3 weeks of 2021. That surge driving the total U.S. lives lost to more than 416,000. Health officials expect we'll hit 500,000 fatalities by February. That UK variant that British officials have said may be up to 30% deadlier is now in 22 states, with researchers racing to identify it. And while Friday saw the nation's highest single-day number of vaccines given, some 1.6 million doses, the rollout remains inconsistent, with some patients waiting hours and some states running out of supply, including right here in New York. We will have more on the vaccine in just a moment, but we begin tonight with COVID's deadly grip on the nation. ABC's Trevor Ault leads us off from New York City.
Tonight, with January on track for more coronavirus cases and deaths than any month so far, new concerns about the UK variant, with some British officials warning it could be up to 30% more deadly, though scientists are stressing more research is needed as to whether the variant is in fact deadlier.
Bottom line, these are serious situations that we follow very closely, and if necessary, we will adapt to it.
With the variant now confirmed in at least 22 states, Stanford Medicine launching large-scale surveillance in the Bay Area to identify it or any other variant.
This virus is quite transmissible, and some of these new variants may be even more transmissible.
On average this week, an American death from COVID-19 was reported every 30 seconds. This Georgia school district losing two teachers within hours of each other, sparking protests against schools reopening there.
Teachers and staff shouldn't have to die to be able to do their job.
And some states that were already ravaged by the virus over the summer are once again seeing a surge.
While we wish that this pandemic would be behind us at this time, we're definitely not there.
Florida reporting a record tying 277 deaths Friday, along with 14,000 new cases. And the CDC says Arizona has the highest number of cases per capita in the country.
To think back, it's hard. And you'd rather just not, because if you think back, it hurts.
Phoenix nurse Melody Nungarai-Ortiz fighting back tears, thinking about the chaos and heartbreak she and her team fight through every day.
It's fine.
the painful memories going back nearly a year now. And Trevor Ault joins us outside a hospital here in New York. And Trevor, while cases and deaths nationally have both started to trend down, there are still many areas seeing troubling numbers, including right here in New York.
That's right, Tom. New York has now climbed back into the top five states in terms of new daily cases per capita. And here in New York City, a third of the city's zip codes, home to millions of people, have seen the positivity rate climb above 10%. Tom.
Trevor Ault leading us off tonight. Trevor, thank you for that. Now to the vaccine rollout, with President Biden vowing to deliver 100 million doses in the first 100 days. A key factor could be emergency use authorization of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which, unlike Pfizer and Moderna, requires only a single shot. But that help could still be weeks away. ABC's Zareen Shah outside Dodger Stadium, where cars are lining up.
Tonight, a two-day record, nearly 3 million shots into arms, but states nationwide still struggling to meet the surging demand. New York running out of vaccines, the next shipment coming early next week.
We have 7 million eligible people, okay? At 250,000 doses a week, this is going to take us 15, 16, 17 weeks.
Florida, California, and New Jersey also facing dwindling supply.
I cannot be any clearer. We have built a vaccine infrastructure that can handle this job. We need the doses.
Despite the virus raging in California, the state ranking near the bottom of the list in percent of available shots administered. LA's mayor saying at the current pace, the county will not finish vaccinations until June of 2022 unless more companies hit the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying Johnson & Johnson's promising one-shot vaccine may be ready for emergency authorization in 2 weeks.
You're going to see a sharp escalation of additional doses of this one-dose vaccine.
Eligibility requirements also adding to frustrations. New Mexico reversing course for teacher eligibility, leading to thousands of abrupt cancellations.
The mood at our school went way down. They pulled a lot of hope, and there's a lot of frustration.
In Maryland, firefighter Steve Collins saying COVID nearly killed him.
Most horrific experience of my life.
Now begging colleagues to get vaccinated.
I don't want what happened to me. To happen to any of my brothers and sisters.
All right, Zareen Shah joins us now from outside Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. California having such a huge problem getting the vaccines out, and you're learning it could be a long time until everyone in the current eligibility group gets their shots?
Tom, you can see drivers behind me about to get vaccinated. The biggest issue here is supply. California officials saying it could take until June until everyone 65 and over is vaccinated, and that pushes back vaccinations for everyone else. Tom?
Okay, Zareen Shah for us tonight from L.A. Zareen, thank you. Now to former President Trump's looming Senate impeachment trial. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll transmit the article on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer setting the week of February 8th as the start date for the impeachment trial. Meantime, a pair of explosive new reports out today may ratchet up the pressure. ABC's Andrew Dimpert is in Washington.
Tonight, two new reports that could potentially damage former President Donald Trump's case ahead of his second impeachment trial. The first suggesting he knew substantial reinforcements would be needed to protect the Capitol on January 6th. In an interview with Vanity Fair, then Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller recalling ahead of the deadly riot when discussing the Pentagon's plans, Trump told him, quote, "You're going to need 10,000 people." The single article of impeachment charges the former president with incitement of insurrection. That day, he urged his supporters to march to the Capitol.
If you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
And they did. Multiple sources tell ABC News Trump rebuffed efforts for quite some time to call in the National Guard, and steps weren't taken until a few White House officials intervened for the sake of the country. Many charged in the connection with the siege have said on the record they acted at the behest of the president.
I thought I was following my president. I thought I was following what we were called to do.
Also tonight, explosive allegations surrounding Trump's desperate attempts to overturn his election loss. The New York Times reporting in his final weeks in the White House, the former president discussed removing the acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, and replacing him with Jeffrey Clark, a now former DOJ attorney sympathetic to Trump's cause. The Times says it was all part of an elaborate scheme to throw out President Joe Biden's victory in Georgia. The Department of Justice is declining to comment on the report, and Clark, when reached by ABC News, asserted the Times account contains inaccuracies, but did not specify. Rosen served as acting AG through the end of Trump's term. And tonight, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the DOJ to investigate after that New York Times report. And we'll see if Democrats choose to add either Rosen or Clark to their witness list. And when asked for comment, Trump's team did not specifically address those allegations in that report. Tom?
Okay, Andrew, thank you for that. Let's turn now to weather. The bone-chilling cold settling in for millions in the Northeast. Slick conditions on the roads in Utah as snow falls across the Rockies and in the Midwest. Those systems will become more organized as they push east. Let's get right to ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. Rob, good evening.
Hi, Tom. That cold air certainly has moved in. Look at these numbers in the morning in the east. Single digits in New York, Boston 3, minus 5 will be the wind chill in Albany. And that will set the stage for some snow with these systems now coming into the west. The first one in the Intermountain West. We've got some rain in Southern California. This precip kind of comes together tomorrow. And then during the morning hours on Monday, Dallas could see some strong thunderstorms, icing conditions and snow across the Midwest. Chicago, Detroit, this moisture then pushes into the east for our first round of snow, Philly to New York, and then another stronger system right behind it. Tom.
Okay, Rob, thank you for that. We head overseas now in violent clashes between anti-government protesters and Russian police. The rare images we're seeing tonight. ABC's Maggie Rooley has the latest.
Tonight, one of the largest protests in Russia's recent history. Masked riot police confronting tens of thousands of protesters. This activist abruptly hauled away while talking to the media. She's one of thousands arrested. The crackdown growing violent. Russians braving bitter temperatures, sometimes fighting with snowballs. Protesting against the imprisonment of Alexei Navalny, the well-known opposition leader arrested immediately after he returned to Moscow last week. Navalny had been poisoned with a nerve agent, hurt here in pain on a flight. He blames Russian President Vladimir Putin for the attack. Support for Navalny spreading to regions that rarely see protests. Navalny's wife posting this photo on Instagram when she was detained. She was later released.
Well, the U.S. State Department's going beyond just condemning these mass arrests. They're now calling for protesters and for Navalny himself to be released. Tom.
Maggie Rooley covering all the developments out of Russia tonight. Maggie, thank you. Back here at home into Michigan and a small town north of Detroit where everyone's asking the same question. Who won last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot? ABC's Elwin Lopez reporting tonight from Novi, Michigan.
Tonight, it's the billion-dollar mystery. Who in Novi, Michigan, a town of 55,000, holds the ticket for the third-largest jackpot in U.S. history?
You hear all the time people winning across the country, and you go, I wish that was my city. I'm glad somebody's getting some good fortune their way.
Friday's win came after it rolled over a record 37 times without a winner. The decline in part due to the pandemic, with less people buying tickets. And the odds of winning incredible. 1 in 302 million. If the winner takes the lump sum payment, they'll get nearly $740 million. The winning ticket sold at this Kroger. Neighbors now hoping the Mega Millions winner will put that money back into the community.
I did hear it on the news this morning, and I was just like so ecstatic. Hopefully they'll be ready to help some people in the area.
The person who purchased that billion-dollar ticket at this Kroger can't stay in the dark forever. The winner has up to a year to come forward. Tom.
Sure, they are very happy tonight. All right, Elwin, thank you so much for that. Now to the passing of broadcast legend Larry King. Famous for his straight-talk interviews with the world's biggest newsmakers, he died in Los Angeles. King had been hospitalized earlier this month while battling COVID-19. Tonight, ABC's David Wright with a look at some of his most memorable moments.
He still holds the Guinness World Record for longest-running TV show hosted by the same person.
Good evening. My name is Larry King, and this is the premiere edition of Larry King Live.
On the same network, in the same time slot, Larry King conducted more than 50,000 interviews.
I have no intention of running for president.
Including pop stars.
And we're so excited to welcome Lady Gaga.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And cultural giants.
Darling. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
In his shirt sleeves and suspenders behind that microphone, King was an icon himself.
Do you like wearing suspenders?
Not particularly.
No?
No.
But do you wear them in my honor?
Yeah.
King said one of the few people that left him starstruck was Frank Sinatra.
But why are you here? I mean, I'm glad you came.
No, because you asked me to come and I haven't seen you in a long time.
His show didn't just feature celebrities.
Montreal, Quebec, hello.
There were newsmakers, too.
Los Angeles for President Reagan.
King's questions were typically blunt, no nonsense. But although he was a straight shooter, he shot from the hip. King said he worried over-preparing would make for bad interviews.
You gave it up, right?
I did.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
King's habit of winging it made for some memorable moments.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
With more than half a century behind the microphone, King had millions of fans, too.
Thank you. And instead of goodbye, how about so long?
I'd like to be remembered as one, the man who lived longer than anybody ever lived, because I don't want to leave. And I'd like to be remembered as someone who greatly contributed to the profession he chose to be in. And if he made it a drop better by his being there.
Larry King was 87. And there's much more ahead on World News Tonight this Saturday. 22 gold miners trapped after an explosion overseas. We'll show you where. Plus, a consumer alert will explain why Ford is taking 3 million vehicles off the road. And next, can working from home increase your taxes? The potential tax hit many could be facing this year.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Back now with your money. Millions of Americans working from home could face another setback this tax season. Here's ABC's Deirdre Bolton.
Tonight, for many working remotely because of COVID, a potentially nasty surprise coming at tax time. Tax bills not just from one state, but two.
I would argue it's really bad economics and it's cruel.
Among those who may get hit, employees working from home for companies headquartered in a different state. In general, states demand income tax based on where the work gets done. That's why professional athletes pay income taxes in all the states where they play games. But several states demand tax from workers employed outside their borders because they are home to the employing companies. Now, with so many Americans working remotely, double tax bills may hit hundreds of thousands.
The problem is your home state, in many cases, will not offer you credit for the work you did in another state because, from their perspective, you didn't leave their state.
Massachusetts adopted the same practice last spring. Employers like Rick Green, with locations in five states, worry.
They could have done something that they had a relative who was sick or something, and they did it for all the right reasons. And then, bang, they just get hit kind of out of nowhere.
Most states are facing budget shortfalls due to the slowing economy, which may inspire others to try to impose similar tax rules. Tom?
Deirdre, thank you. Time now for our index in the race to rescue a group of trapped miners. An explosion at a coal mine in eastern China, trapping 22 miners. Rescuers say they have made contact with at least half of them. One is believed to be dead. Crews are working to drill through 70 tons of debris and fear it could be another 2 weeks before they reach them. A consumer alert tonight, Ford is recalling 3 million vehicles in the U.S. and Canada. It's all part of that massive recall in Takata airbags, linked to nearly 30 deaths worldwide. You can find more information on the vehicles affected on our website. And the NFL is giving free Super Bowl tickets to 7,500 healthcare workers. All 32 teams will select vaccinated healthcare workers from their communities. The stadium in Tampa will operate at a third of the capacity. Masks and social distancing will be mandatory. Finally tonight, America Strong. 2 weeks before her due date, Wisconsin resident Rachel Winkowski felt something big could be happening, so she scrambled to get her husband, Justin.
She texts me downstairs at 5:15, telling me she needs help, they're getting bad.
Rachel's contractions coming on strong, and Justin jumping into action.
911, where's your emergency?
My wife's going into labor, and we need to get to the hospital, and I'm kind of panicking.
The 911 dispatcher on the phone helping Justin out.
Stay on the line with me just in case we need to deliver this baby before they get there.
It was just going quick, like everything just started escalating.
Justin keeping his calm as his wife's labor progressed.
Dad, you got to breathe too, though.
I know.
Okay.
EMS finally arrives, and even though these first responders you see have more than 20 years experience each, they had never had to deliver a baby.
Keep pushing. It's starting to come out.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
10 minutes after the start of the 911 call, Raylin is born, weighing in at 6 pounds, 12 ounces.
Just joy and grateful that she was breathing. I'm just going to tear up now just thinking about it, but, you know, just happy.
And just this week, baby Raylin meeting those first responders.
Childbirth is a miracle. And to be able to be there, I feel very honored.
It makes your heart happy to be able to see it to the end and be able to make a difference for somebody.
Great teamwork all around. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Tom Yamas in New York.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.